are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you had weighed in on this nurse who got fired and is suing the employer for wrongful discharge and defamation of character. But we got some breaking news to share with you. Apparently, Fukushima's radioactive water leak that's happening in Japan is considered an emergency. I would think it would be too. They say Japan's nuclear watchdog has said the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant is facing a new emergency caused by a buildup of radioactive groundwater. Apparently, a barrier built, according to BBC News, to contain the water could be breached in 3 weeks, according to the Nuclear Regulatory Agency. They say the amount of contaminated water seeping into the Pacific Ocean could accelerate rapidly. Now, they say there has been other water leaks and power failures at the plant ever since the 2011 earthquake and tsunami. Its operator, Tokyo Electric Power Company, TEPCO, has been criticized heavily for its lack of transparency over the leaks. It admitted for the first time this month that radioactive groundwater had breached an underground barrier and had been leaking into the sea, but said it was taking steps to prevent it. That would be something I'd like to know, right? Wouldn't you all? So, the head of the Nuclear Regulatory Agency Task Force, Shinji Kinjo, told the Reuters news agency on Monday that the countermeasures were only a temporary solution. The sense of crisis is weak. This is why you just can't leave it up to TEPCO alone. Right now, we have an emergency. The water that gets sullied by this and contaminated can cause years of devastation, multiple generations of devastation with the fish, not to mention those of us consuming the fish could be at increased risk. We talked about the Chernobyl disaster in the 80s and how people as far as England were being afflicted with cancer, not so much because of what was in the air, but because of the products that they ate or the goats that had picked up some of the radiation in their feed. It got concentrated in the muscle, in the milk. People drinking that ended up being afflicted with cancer. So this is huge. And we had talked about the two types of radiation with this a couple years ago, how one was very long-lasting and could last with the fish throughout its life, accumulate and sicken us, especially over here on American shores as well as Japanese shores or anybody that imports Japanese fish. And then another one, which is more short-lived. The cesium that's longer-lasting is a very, very scary component to this. So we'll keep you guys posted as we get more information. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So over the break, one of you had weighed in about this nurse who was a 30-year nurse at University of Toledo Medical Center. And remember last year she threw out a kidney that was supposed to be destined from a sister to her brother. She accidentally threw it out, so the brother never got the kidney. Now the sister was without a kidney, so she got fired. And the other co-worker resigned. Well, the one that got fired is suing the hospital for wrongful discharge, defamation, slander, and libel. Complaint filed on Friday in the Ohio Court of Claims. So we were talking about this, whether and the reason why she's filing is because she was so close to retirement, only 6 months. Right? She was the primary breadwinner. She only had health insurance for 30 days. So her being a 30-year nurse, she's pretty screwed, having been fired. Now, she screwed up badly. So was that fair? Should she get compensatory damages? From what we understand, she's only suing for about $25,000. But, you know, who's right and who's wrong? And as an employer, how do you protect yourself from getting sued if you had to sue somebody because they screwed up and put patients at risk? Now, one of you had asked and weighed in saying the hospital was getting sued anyway. So how did firing her protect the hospital? Actually, the firing will usually happen not so much to protect from that particular case, but to protect from future cases. If you have a nurse that's going to throw away a healthy kidney, and a kidney is still kind of large, okay? I mean, even a small kidney is a pretty weighty type of piece of meat. I mean, somebody who would throw away a kidney is obviously doing things half-assed. So if the hospital discharged her or fired her, it's because the hospital felt that her care for patients was completely compromised and she couldn't provide proper care, whether she suffers from sleep deprivation, whether she took a medication, whether she was just stupid, who knows. But they need to protect future patients. If the hospital didn't fire her and kept a nurse that would be so obtuse as to throw out an organ, that hospital could go under in and of itself. So of course they had to. Now, does she have a right to sue? All right, for wrongful discharge, defamation, slander, and libel. She basically can't get a job anywhere else because of this. Well, I mean, as a doctor, you're like, well, I mean, you're in the wrong profession, lady, if you don't double-check your work and double-check what you throw out. Now, many of us have thrown out wrong things. Many of us have thrown out documents. Many of us have accidentally thrown out our kids' papier-mâché. Right? Who knows? Maybe it was subconscious. The paper mache looked so ugly that you really didn't want it in the house, so you accidentally threw it out. I mean, I think a lot of us are guilty of that, throwing out our kids' projects, and I need to apologize to our kids for doing that. One, unfortunately, my kids stuck next to my medical antique, so I got to look at that sucker as I show off the medical antiques. But you know what? I'm their mom, and I'm supposed to, you know, feign pride in the most lopsided statue of me. I mean, even my boobs were lopsided in this. I don't understand why I'm even entertaining the thought of even keeping it on display, but my kids will think I don't love them, so I have to do it. But anyway, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, then don't have her handle transplants. Don't have her handle transplants. She could still keep a job, get to retirement so she could retire. But the problem is if somebody is going to do such a cluster throwing out an organ, all right, and mistaking that, what about an IV infusion? The hospital was right. It's just we'll see if this case really goes so far as if they could get in trouble for defamation. 1-877, Doc Dahlia, don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why Smart Patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a professor says kids no longer need to learn spelling and grammar because of smartphones. A professor is saying that Sugata Mitra, professor of educational technology at Newcastle University in Northeast England, announced that traditional language rules are out of fashion. This is being reported by the Daily Caller. He says kids don't need to waste time on those things. State-of-the-art computers and mobile phones can make the necessary corrections. He says spelling and grammar are a bit unnecessary because they are skills that were very essential maybe 100 years ago, but they are not right now. Well, tell that to the kid that lost on Jeopardy with the Emancipation Proclamation. You heard about that? Actually, from what I understand, the kid was going to lose anyway. Apparently, the kid was asked a question on Jeopardy. They asked what was one of Abraham Lincoln's signature pieces or whatever. He wrote Emancipation Proclamation. He misspelled it. He lost, but from what I understand, he was still so far behind the winner that he would have lost anyway. But no, I think spelling is important. He said, firstly, my phone corrects my spelling, so I don't really need to think about it. And secondly, often I skip grammar and write in a cryptic way. Now, he's got a point, okay? I mean, he does have a point. I'm not agreeing with him. But, my spelling has gone down in years because I don't have to think about it. I used to be a phenomenal speller. And now, because I could just do spell check, or I could just right-click, right on a word that's underlined and see what the correct spelling is. All I do is click and move on. I don't try to relearn it. Well, this is a problem I think we're having with kids these days. Nobody has to put anything to memory. Nobody has to work for something. Okay, spelling used to make you stress a little bit with the brain. Same thing with math. You don't need to stress about trying to remember the numbers. You could just go to your calculator. Now, one subject we brought up last show, and some of you have weighed in, I want to play some of your clips, on these kids sitting at home and living with their parents and not getting a job. These are people in their 20s, 30s, etc. And this is going to just worsen if kids can't function to the degree that a boss wants them to. If bosses are only going to hire people that know how to use smartphones, you could train a monkey to do a smartphone. The reason why bosses hire humans is because you need human thought processes. And I don't think we are teaching our kids to do human process thinking. I saw my kid work on some practice math for this year to prepare for the school year coming up, and I saw him breaking out the calculator. And the math teacher didn't even have a problem with it. The math teacher said, look, if they have to use a calculator, it's okay, but hopefully try not to. Oh, my gosh, if I used a calculator when I was going into school, they would have chopped my arm off. You were not allowed to use a calculator. Only in the 80s, when these fancy calculators started, they started to train us on how to use a calculator so we could at least compete, you know, and know how to use technology. But up until then, you would be so busted for even thinking about using a calculator. So I'd pose a question to some of you. How do you get these kids off the couch, quitting to play video games, get a job? And some of you weighed in. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. First-time caller, long-time listener. Just listening about the lazy kids these days, couldn't agree anymore. My son recently graduated from college and tried to come back home and live with me, and I said, you know, it's not going to happen. And so I basically put him to work at my brake pad factory. And lo and behold, there was a bit of a lull, and he had to come through with one of the other guys in the company and travel around the country and actually help out, and he finally figured out what real work meant. And, you know, he basically saved the day. He saved almost 5,000 brake pads. So, you know, just sometimes just kids got to see what real work really is. And so sometimes you got to throw them right in there, maybe bring your kid to work with you, maybe possibly. So all of the above, really. So really enjoy your show. Keep telling the good word.
Thank you. That's sweet. I love you guys calling in and leaving. We got a message line if ever I'm not live at 1-877-DOC-DALY. Bringing your kid to work, I think, is great. It's a shame that it sounds like his son went to college and had no job afterwards. So I had to go back and live at home with him. So we had him go to, it's a shame. We used to send our kids off to college in hopes they would get a job and then go on and move on. I was lucky. I went to college. Thank God I got into medical school. I could go to medical school. Then by the time I left medical school, I could get a job. My parents were extremely happy that I could work and then help support them, et cetera. But it's the other way around now. Kids aren't supporting the parents. Parents are supporting the kids. I mean, how many of you out there have had to help support your kids? Now, I'm not blaming smartphones for that, but I think it's a whole soup that we got going on here. One is we got a crappy recession. Two is the old idea of companies hiring college graduates and then you having a long-term job doesn't seem to be the barometer of job success anymore, especially since people get fired left and right and laid off by these companies. So you're starting to see more people say, to heck with this, I'm going to own my own company so I can't get fired. Well, that actually boomed in the 2000s. People started to own their own company. Well, what are we seeing now in the 2010s? People that own their own company just not being able to keep it up. I can't tell you how many doctors who had private practices are having to give it up. Oh, you're talking doctors. Doctors are supposed to be recession-proof. No, they ain't. So they're giving up. I know ain't is a proper grammar, but look, if we don't have to use proper grammar anymore, I can speak how I like. But you know, if you don't join the big groups, you're in trouble. And we're starting to see these ideologies of, okay, or this back and forth. Well, you go for work for a big company, but you could get laid off. So then maybe, you know, join the union. But unions can get laid off. And I don't think people know where to go. Which is also frustrating because we're trying to tell our kids, go off to college, pick a major, and that's what you're going to stick to. You're going to, you know, pick something you're going to major in, pick a field, and that's what you're going to go and do. And maybe what we need to do is we need to teach kids, be as versatile as possible, because you may work an average of 20 jobs in your life. The old days of you being in a factory or you being with a company for 25, 30 years is non-existent. Even nurses are leaving the field. Nurses, teachers, meeting people who were ex-teachers. I'm like, why would you be an ex-teacher? Don't you get to get retirement? Don't you get pensions, et cetera? Flight attendants. No, flight attendants. The pensions aren't there anymore. So if you have to expect to be able to work in multiple different fields, then I would suggest to get your degree in something that would allow you to do that. Communications, business, etc. A biology degree scares the hell out of me. It scared the hell out of me in the 90s. I got a degree in biology. If I didn't get into medical school, I probably could have done nothing with that except go on to get a master's and then try to later, I don't know, get a PhD, maybe teach, do research. I liked biology. I was willing to do that. But if I didn't find a medical school who would appreciate my application, I was already starting Plan B. But you want to know what type of jobs I was doing in college anyway? Marketing, communications. So there's a chance that degree in biology would have never been used. I was offered a job in marketing before I started to get accepted to medical school. So we're seeing this now as the norm. People are getting their degree, and they get the degree. They feel like, okay, whew, I made it across the finish line, and that's it. No, you need to always continue your education. I have a 35-year-old student who wants to get into medical school. Good for him. So he decided to leave his current job to go to medical school. One of my students is a lawyer. He's a lawyer that decided to go into medicine. No, you know, I'm nice to him. I am. So how I say we approach our youth is, number one is, don't tell them just because you go to college you're going to get a job. Okay? Tell them their education has to always continue. Tell them they have to be versatile. Tell them they have to beat out the average person. If the average applicant can't spell, can't remember a phone number because they use a smartphone, then you tell that employer, I could spell. I don't need a smartphone for phone numbers. I have no problems using technology, but if you want a phone number, I'm going to have it put to memory. Impress them. Go that extra step. Show your head and shoulders above all else. And it may not be because of a bunch of credentials or because of a bunch of degrees. It's because of what you could do and how you could see where things are going. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Ronald wants me to talk about video game addiction. Good point. We're talking about, we were going to talk about some other issues, but we had a story where a professor said, looks like teaching grammar in school is not as relevant these days because grammar and spelling is now fixed on our smartphones and nobody speaks grammatically correct anyway, which I think is ridiculous, okay? Part of learning a language isn't so much so you could speak, but so you also use your brain in ways that it was supposed to be used. So conjugating verbs, we all hate conjugating verbs, but if it's something you need to do, okay? We all can't talk like we don't know our own language. So I disagree. I think we do need to learn the roots of language. It helps you learn other languages. Okay? If we learn how to speak English half-assed, then how are we supposed to be expected to learn Spanish, Japanese, Chinese, Hebrew, German, etc.? Okay? Portuguese. I mean, we need to be able to learn these languages correctly. And knowing English and what makes a past participle or a conjugated verb is important. It's boring. I get that. It's boring. But it's still relevant. Extremely relevant and important. So then we moved on to the topic of kids sitting at home, not getting a job. It was something that we had discussed last week on the show. I believe, in the first hour on how more and more kids are living with their parents now these days. Rather than us kids taking care of our parents, we're moving in to the parents' house. We having to move into the parents' house. Kids not getting jobs. They're sitting there playing video games on the couch. We haven't talked about video game addiction. We've talked about porn addiction. Sitting there looking at porn all day. What about video game addiction? It's huge. Video game addiction is probably one of the most under-treated addictions that we have. And there is a treatment center in Amsterdam, in the Netherlands, according to WebMD, where teenagers and young adults begin to detox by admitting they were powerless over their addictions. They're not addicted to drugs, they're not addicted to alcohol, but they can't stop and leave the video game. Now, these video games are designed to be addicted. As opposed to tobacco just being tobacco or alcohol just being alcohol, video games are creatively designed to sucker you in. And I think most of us younger parents are very freaked out by this. Because if we can't get our kids to do our homework because of the video games, how the hell are they supposed to hold a job later? All right? If a child or an adult, girl or boy, can't get through a day without video games, even Facebooking. If they can't get through an 8-hour period without checking their Facebook or tweeting or playing Farmville or playing World of Warcraft or Old Republic or any of the other stuff that's out there, they're going to lose their job. So video game addiction is something we're going to start to actively make people aware of and try to get kids to stop. Now, how do you know if your kid or if your adult son or daughter is addicted to video games? So because they do it compulsively, okay? They get angry, they get violent, they get depressed. The kid will sit in the corner and cry. They won't eat. Because a lot of us parents, what we do is we stop the video game. When we stop the video game, it's very easy to take a computer out of the room. Computers really shouldn't be in the kids' rooms. The computer should be in a public area. It's very easy to do a lockdown of it. But then the kid throws a fit and cries, doesn't do his homework anyway. I would say tough noogie and make sure, you know, and stand your ground. But the problem is they get older. I mean, we did a phenomenal job when we were younger keeping the kids away from video games as often as we did. We really limited TV, so the kids don't watch a lot of TV. The kids were not involved with video games. We did a phenomenal job. But all of a sudden, now you got middle school. And when kids come over for sleepovers, are they going to the batting cages? Are they playing outside? No. Everybody's got their laptops. Everybody's playing games. They're playing games with each other. Now, in the 80s, you know, some of us were addicted too. Remember, there'd be video arcades, and some of us would be hanging out at the video arcade after school all day. But with the video arcade, you would run out of quarters. So after a while, you ran out of money. Nowadays, video games are free. Now, mind you, dad or mom has to use a credit card to, I guess, get them set up. But for the most part, they could play for hours for free. They could Facebook for free, tweet for free. This is a huge problem. And once you prompt the addictive centers in the brain with video games as young as 5 years old, what's to stop them later from alcohol, cocaine, etc.? People come to their video game because they want that rush. They want that stimulation. And what if we don't stimulate later? How do they sit through a class in college? How do they try to get their real estate license? We're in a lot of trouble, and I've known we've been in a lot of trouble because we've had people come to me saying, well, give me some Ritalin. I got my real estate test. Get me some Ritalin. And I go, you can't do that. You can't be drugging yourself to do something your mind was built for. Not to mention, I think these LED lights ruin your eyes. It's going to be a matter of time where in the next decade, we're going to start finding out that we are really losing our retina due to these video games. So I'm scared to death. Now, my husband and I have come up a rule with our kids. For every minute you play the video game, you have to spend that same minute exercising. All right? And then if they don't exercise 7 hours a day because they were videotaping, you know, playing video 7 hours a day, they lose the video games the next day. So we've started to come up with that just so they don't ruin their eyes. They don't. Now it's hard because it's summertime. You know, yeah, we got workbooks. Yeah, we got them playing with friends, etc. But we understand, okay, summertime will be more video game, but I got to make sure that does not extend to school year. And you guys have to make sure, too. So what do you do, okay? If you think there's a family member, whether it's your husband, your wife, your kids, well, one is, do they play for increasing amounts of time? Do they, let's say you take them to the movies, or let's say they're out at the baseball game, all right? Which is why I think all kids should be in sports. If you can. The more they're in sports, the less they're in front of the computer. Let's say they're at sports and all they do is talk to their kids about, okay, well, we get home, we're playing this video game. It's all about the video game. Next, if they get depressed, so they immediately go to their computer, right, to make them feel better. All right? Now, I would rather they go to a computer than drink, but again, it's a crutch. If they lie to friends and family about the amount of gaming that they do, or if they get irritable, this is according to WebMD, if they get irritable when you try to cut down on gaming, just like the cage questions with alcohol, you know, do you need the eye opener? Can you quit? Do you get annoyed when somebody asks you about it? So these are all signs of addiction. Now, you should start logging when the child plays and for how long and have the kids help you log and make sure they don't lie. Okay? Make sure there's time limits. They get to play for that 20 minutes. Oh, they're going to say, wow, that 20 minutes was so long. All right, we'll say, fine, your 20 minutes is up. Okay, so do something else. Start to get them involved in other types of activities. You know, one thing I notice my kids do like that gets a little spark up their little butts is selling things and making money. And, now, of course, they want to make money so they can buy video games, but I'll let that part go. So one thing we're going to do is we're going to let them open up an eBay store. Let them open up an eBay store, let them sell items, package items, get them mailed out, etc. They got a job to do. And maybe giving them a job to do, but hopefully it's a job that they like, will then make them slowly start to do the transition that, wait a second, well, I got this to do. The problem with the sports is you'll have your kids say, well, I don't want to do the sport anymore because it's taking them away from their gaming. Not good. Not good. You got to keep that sport up because they need to exercise, et cetera. Now, if they're getting beat up in football, I understand that could be a problem. But for the most part, they got to stay active in sports. Swimming, I think, is wonderful. But giving these kids something separate to do is going to be the key. But also, starting them on job training early. They have jobs to do. Maybe they need to do paper routes or something. But if they have a job, it takes them away from their computer. It teaches them that they need to make money, that they don't make money when they play the computer, and starts giving them some sense of responsibility. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Jim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I guess this August, U.S. cities are going to bring the running of the bulls here to our beautiful country. Apparently, the Great Bull Run, which is inspired by the annual running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain, is going to kick off August 24th at a drag racing strip south of Richmond, Virginia. A second event is planned for October 19th at an Atlanta area horse park that hosted events back in the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. Now, from what I understand, they're going to have fenced-in courses. And hopefully it's not going to be as unsafe, but events are being planned in Texas, Florida, California, Minnesota, Illinois, and Pennsylvania. Now, bull runs are common in Spain. Every now and then somebody gets impaled and they bleed to death, and it's, you know, But from what we understand, there's a way to do it where they think they could control it so people don't get hurt. About 5,000 people have signed up to participate in the Virginia event, and the number, I guess, grows by 50 people each day. And with 2,000 signed up for the Conyers, Georgia event, apparently they expect 5,000 to 7,000 to run there in October. The U.S. events will each last one day, all right, unlike the week-long festival that occurs in Pamplona where bull runs are held every morning. How long does the bull run for? I mean, how could that last all day long? That's what I want to know. I mean, and then who stops the bull, and then do they do it again? I guess 15 people have been killed since 1924. All right, but dozens more are injured each year at the San Fermín Festival in Pamplona. All right, most by tripping, falling, getting stampeded on, etc. I don't particularly like teasing the bulls. I guess the bulls would be released in waves of six at a time, giving the animals and people a better opportunity to complete the course safely. Before running, participants will be required to sign waivers. Organizers are partnering with ranches who will supply the bulls, and veterinarians will monitor their health. I would also suggest a human doctor to be around somewhere. The attorney acknowledges that waivers won't prevent lawsuits, but just like skydiving or operating a rock climbing wall, the waivers for the most part ensure that even if you get sued, they're not going to win. I don't know.
I could see how that's cool. Some people, I understand a lot of it as a bucket list. I get that. You know, I mean, I've always wanted to jump out of a plane, but after that skydiver died, right, because both his chutes didn't work, I just don't think my life is that uninteresting where I have to do that as well. You know, how I look at skydiving is if you have done everything, okay, and you think that your life is complete, and you have no problem if that is the last day of your life and your kids are taken care of and you have, you know, all your bills paid, etc. You've spent all your money. I get that. But if you're like, oh, you know what, on Friday I'm going to do this. No. I would probably say come up with maybe a different hobby. All right. The first test tube burger has been flipped onto a skillet and fried. And food tasters say it really tastes close to meat. Grown in vitro from cattle stem cells at a cost of $332,000, the burger was cooked and eaten in front of television cameras, right, as the culmination of a five-year science experiment. For a $332,000 burger, fries better be included. They said it resembled the standard circular-shaped red meat patty. It was created by knitting together 20,000 strands of laboratory-grown protein, as well as other ingredients usually put in burgers like salt, breadcrumbs, egg powder, red beet juice, and saffron were added to give it color. The two food tasters, according to Reuters, were reserved in their judgment, and they didn't want to offend the host, and they found that there was no fat in the burger. All right. Now, fat makes sometimes these burgers taste really juicy. But when they gave more description of the flavor, some said it had an animal protein cake-like quality to it. All right. And he said he would like to try it with some jalapenos, some ketchup, some salt, and some pepper. Yeah, I'm sure it probably tasted like crap. I really do. You know, I mean, meat is meat, but usually meat needs some sort of a rub or something on it. There also has to be that texture where you dig your teeth into it. But at $332,000 a pop, I don't know how this is going to cure world hunger. I really don't. Now, of course, they want to later take this. Oh, excuse me. See, I'm putting myself asleep with this story as well. They're going to hopefully take this where they can make it cheaper and mass make food, etc., in case we don't have enough cattle. They also think our cattle, because they fart, hurt global warming. So there's a very anti-cow type of an anti-cow type of fever going on right now. But I just like meat too much, where if I had to eat lab-grown meat, I would probably pass. But like I told you, they're trying to compete with the 1980s. 1980s, we had a test tube baby. The test tube baby in the 80s was huge. We really haven't had anything done in a test tube, right, that has been that fascinating for people since. And so this test tube burger is it. So when people going back go, oh, wow, you lived through the 2010s. Wow, that was the era of the test tube burger. Yeah, the era of the test tube burger. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. More and more women across the United States are risking their lives to have their buttocks bigger. And many people injecting into their butts are using home improvement materials such as silicone, and these people don't have medical training. Take it from me, who has a nice big round bottom. No, I can't wait to get rid of my bottom. I can understand putting your life at risk to get rid of your butt. Why would you guys do that to get a butt? It's so hard to wear so many clothes. I don't know. Baby got back. I honestly, you don't have to. Not for that song. Deaths from illegal buttock injections have been reported in Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and New York. An interior decorator in Mississippi faces trial in the deaths of two women who were injected at her house. Now, what could be killing them? Well, something gets into the bloodstream and then goes up to their lungs, goes up to their brain. You could have air embolisms. You could have embolisms of the silicone. You know, I know people think, oh, I could do this. You don't need a doctor. All right. We know the anatomy. You got fat. You got areas. And I mean, they used to inject silicone in breasts. Told you the first silicone in breasts were just injections. They would just inject it into the breast. The breast would be more poofy. Then later the silicone migrated down to the abdomen and stuff. But it was something that was done in the past. And non-doctors and doctors alike did this kind of stuff. But it's dangerous and it's not worth dying over. Investigators say a Georgia woman died after getting injections in Mississippi 2002, used the internet to find someone to inject her. The woman drove to the home of Tracy Lynn Garner, who was an interior decorator with no medical training. She charged her $1,500. The woman died of blood clots in her lungs a few days later. There was so much of a silicone-like substance in her buttocks that it spilled onto the floor and all over the place when a medical examiner cut into her during the autopsy. So basically, they just shot her up like a turkey, right? And I mean, it's scary that people would put themselves through this. Now, for a legal buttock implant, it's $4,600. So, I mean, you know, these things are expensive. But being done by a plastic surgeon that's trained is a hell of a lot safer. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.